To develop new drugs for children, researchers need young volunteers. While a lot of pediatric studies are successful, some are controversial because of the risks and incentives involved. Youth Radio's Leah Chappell Stingley met two young people who signed up for medical trials for two very different reasons.
When I first heard about medical research, I wondered why anyone my age would put themselves through that. Then I met James Street. Without a drug called Embril, James would probably have trouble getting out of bed in the morning.
Well, first I have to use a walker, and then I use crutches, and now I don't use them at all.
James has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, which means his joints are swollen and stiff. He's 12 now, but when he was little, the drug Embril was still in a testing phase. His parents took a chance and signed him up for a drug trial.
When I first started it, they would decide either to be on Embril or a placebo.
James started on Embril, then switched to a placebo.
It's fake, really. So I realized I was on placebo because, like, the next 2 days after, I was getting stiffer.
Researchers switched him back to the real medicine when he started to get sick. Doctors try to design pediatric drug tests so that sick kids don't have to get sicker to prove a scientific point. The drug James tested is now approved to treat rheumatoid arthritis in kids. That's the way everyone wants these stories to end. But at the beginning stages of a medical study, researchers often need to recruit healthy kids to compare with the sick kids.
So, do you want to start with the blood draw, urine sample?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, when we go over across the street for the bone scans, they are going to have you change into a hospital gown.
Perfectly healthy 17-year-old Candace Burke is in this hospital room at the University of California, San Francisco, because she's volunteered for a bone study. It's designed to figure out if kids with lupus syndrome are more likely than healthy kids to get osteoporosis.
First we'll do your hip, then your lower spine.
Candace is lying in a scanning machine while technicians x-ray her bones. She also has to give blood and pee in a cup.
And we're almost done. We use a small needle here.
For just 2 hours of her time, Candace earns $50. Not bad in today's economy. Candace thinks she's mature enough to decide for herself whether to participate in these medical tests. Still, her parents had to sign a permission slip, required for volunteers under 18.
Kids my age, you know, they're not healthy, so they can't do something like this to help the research. So, I mean, if, you know, I'm healthy, it doesn't take up barely any of my time, my family's here, it's not like a hassle or anything.
Well, Candace, for your participation, you receive $50 in cash.
Even in low-risk studies, researchers offer all kinds of incentives to encourage young people to participate.
I have three choices for you. I have two Jamba Juice gift certificates, both worth $5, Blockbuster gift card for $10, and then these are movie passes to United Theaters where you only have to pay $1 per ticket.
So Candace chose the movie tickets and pocketed $50 in cash. I can see why college students like me might volunteer for this and even scarier medical procedures that pay more money. At UCLA, there's a call out for females as young as 18 with premenstrual syndrome who can make a few $100 if they have two spinal taps and fill out some forms about their moods. Candace Burke joined the bone study at University of California, saying she wanted to help sick kids her age. But judging from the look on her face, the money didn't hurt either.
I gave you $2.20 and
like, lunch.
I hope you enjoy
That's
it.
What I
Thank
said.
You.
And what I do.
As for me, I don't think I could do this. Sure, it's nice to help scientific research and get some free movie tickets in the deal, but I'm not that trusting. You'll never find me rolling up my sleeve for anything more experimental than a flu shot. For NPR News, I'm Leah Chappell Stingley in San Francisco, California.
That report produced by Youth Radio.